Marva Davidson joins us, co-leader of the Greens at Te Tuhine Tēnā Koe.
Morena, Dale. Morena, koutou.
Morena, pātou tuatahi. Look, police annual figures are showing reported family harm incidents actually continuing to rise. Two-thirds of serious assaults for the year ended June of this year were family harm related. It's the police's single largest demand activity. What's happening? And you know, in your role trying to alleviate domestic sexual violence, etc., how disappointed are you that the figures continue to rise despite the efforts of many?
No, Dale. Family violence is underreported. We need reporting to go up. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to interrupt the intergenerational nature of violence because people who need help won't be seeking help. So let me just make that really clear. Family violence, the majority of it goes undetected, unreported, and therefore unsupported. And we need to see more people report. We expect that reporting should go up. So at the moment, 80% of violence, of family violence, is unreported. And this is why we haven't been able to stop it, because people are having to deal with their trauma and are not able to heal properly because they're not reporting. And it doesn't need to be to police. Obviously, it's taking up a lot of police capacity and capability because, you know, we've got, across the country, we do not have a firm understanding of the dynamics of violence, of family violence, and therefore we haven't been able to properly support people. When they do report, people need to be respected, believed, and held while they are pointed to the right direction, with support that focuses on further prevention and healing. And so, Dale, let me just make that really, really clear. We actually need to see reporting go up over time, and the actual prevalence of harm, the actual occurrence of family violence, that can only come down over years, Dale. There's absolutely no way that we are going to turn that around even in a couple of years. The nearest research that we've got is that, for example, once you finally increase primary prevention resourcing by, you know, even just another 9% or so, it then takes another 10 years to actually turn the harm around and start seeing the prevalence drop. So that's only with commitment. Thankfully, Child Rekorder has that commitment. It's a 25-year strategy. We can choose to commit to the shifts of Te Rekorder over 25 years and see our next generations being able to live free from violence, or we can continue to do what we've been doing and we'll see violence for another couple of hundred years. So I just wanted to make that very clear for all of our listeners this morning.
And that's a fair call. The police figures, do they have Māori-specific call-outs? Is there anything we can read in here? And what do you take from the figures then if we're looking at intergenerational change?
The figures that I've received and the latest figures that have come from the police, I haven't got a breakdown in front of me at this moment, but I think they normally do capture some breakdown, including age and ethnicity. What I will say, what we can say, Dale, is unfortunately, Māori women disproportionately are impacted on by family violence, and that's very, very clear. It's unacceptable that anyone of any gender is impacted on by family violence, but Māori women bear a particular burden. And then what's even, I guess, worse is when Māori women do seek help, they are again further traumatised by the system, whether that's courts, police, corrections, health, and so on and so forth. So that's also what Te Ao Rerekura is about, accountability from our government agencies to remove those biases and systemic racism, to have a better understanding of violence, to remove the victim blaming, and to believe and validate wahine, including Māori women, when they ask for help and put their hand up to report. So, you know, this, and then sort of going back to what does this say for our police? Well, we have, police are one of the first organisations since we've released our workforce tools earlier this year to start implementing a better capability from police to be able to, in the first instance, have a proper safe response to people reporting. And then in the second instance, police will need to network, because they're not the experts. They're not the experts in family violence work, but they need to have the networks and the relationships with that frontline sector to then be able to do that proper work. And, you know, that's why the joined up and relational approaches are so important to interrupting the generational nature of violence.
Tēnā koe, I'll have to keep these answers short. Could you just shoot us off a first response, please? Do the changes to the RMA compromise Māori rights?
They actually got some improvement on what we had, which was a bit token. So we're less concerned about Māori rights as we are with the compromises to environmental protection that we are seeing with these changes, and that's where we want to firm it up.
Thank you. The Greens are calling for our government to allow people from the Pacific to holiday here without having to apply for a visitor visa. Open borders for our Pacifica whanaunga, you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw the minister about to announce that we're going to waive the visa for Samoa, but we've been clear for a long time now that we need to actually extend our manaaki and whanaungatanga and aroha values to all of our Pacific nations and Pacific whanaunga. There is an inherent systemic racism in the immigration system, which has been here since even before the Dawn Raids, but that has continued over, where it sees Pacific peoples and communities as a burden, and it completely undermines the contribution that Pacific peoples have always had in Aotearoa. So we'd like to see that extended to all Pacific nations.
You're raising the issue of dental care once again for New Zealand adults. It's a really difficult area, and particularly for our people who could do with a boost to better dental health. What's your thinking here?
Yeah, and that new report confirmed that 40% of New Zealand adults can't get dental treatment, and half of those are Māori and Pacifica. It's completely unacceptable. And so this should be, and you know, these also lead to other longer-term health issues. So actually it would be a fantastic investment to keep our people well. It's the right thing to do. It will prevent other issues and other health issues, and it's completely affordable for government. It's just about political will and priorities.
Thanks. And do you want the Black Ferns to get paid the same as the blokes?
Oh, as a start, I mean, at the moment, actually, no, for a long time, Dale, you and I both know have been worth more their weight in gold. And, you know, the manaaki, the pride, the humility, the kaha, the flair that team has managed to bring together and bring the best out in us and bring people together. I'm sorry, but we don't see that from the All Blacks. And this is something that has been the spirit of these wahine, this mana wahine team, forever. So absolutely blimmin' pay them, goodness. And hopefully we never ever see again stupid mistakes like trying to schedule games that clash against each other. How dare we? So yeah, pay them all the things.
Good talking with you. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts with us today. All the best to you, Marama. We'll catch up soon.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, te tuine.